We've been talking and setting up. We're going to talk to Mark Rogers. He's on the line. We're going to get to him and talk World Cup. And also, I do want to ask him about Zinedine Zidane's future. This man, as the head coach, manager of Real Madrid, won three straight Champions League. Now he's left the organization. And there's some, you know, why would he leave? Why would you leave after having this much success? There's been talk of him staying there long term. So let's ask Mark Rogers. Were you a bit surprised, Mark, when you heard Zinedine Zidane was leaving Real Madrid?
I was, actually. Actually brought to mind when Pep Guardiola did something similar when he left Barcelona and took a year hiatus. I think it's hard for people to understand the level of intensity that you're under and the scrutiny you're under when you're at a club, a mega club the size of Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pressure, but also there are also very few people in the world like a Zinedine Zidane who already has such a huge portfolio from a personal accomplishment perspective that he can walk away from this and lose nothing. So it's a really interesting one. I think it caught everybody off guard. And I don't think if he wants a job, I don't think he'll be long waiting for one, you know?
Yeah, no question about that. And, you know, I was just surprised because it seemed like he was going to be there for the long haul. There was talk of these other players joining Real Madrid because they want to play for Zinedine Zidane. You know, do you buy the talk that he might end up being the man in charge of Paris Saint-Germain?
He could be. You know, obviously the money that will be thrown at him from Paris Saint-Germain will be astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that he might be keeping an eye on is how France does at the World Cup.
Yes.
You know, if he's worn out from club football, which is, you know, it's basically 12 months long all the time. There's very few days off in a year, let alone a week. And he might be looking at the international game, which affords you just, it's less intense. It's sporadic intensity. You know, you're going from international break to international break. So he might be looking at that. But who knows? He might be looking for a break. You know, 3 years at Real Madrid, he accomplished three Champions Leagues in a row. He's, you know, he's a legend there as a player and now as a manager. You know, it was an interesting decision, but it was also, I think, quite a wise one. He's going out on top there. His stock is sky high. And he'll be able to pick and choose what he wants to do next.
Well, yeah, and if Gareth Bale leaves and Ronaldo decides to change things up, maybe next season wouldn't have been as prosperous anyways. But you did mention the World Cup, and you mentioned France, and that's the country I'm looking at. They're not a sleeper, of course. I mean, they have so much talent.
No.
I know Germany is the favorite, but when you start breaking down that France team, do they even have a single weakness?
No, I mean, you look at the guys that didn't even get into the squad, you know, the Benzemas, and he has a lot of... You know, there was a lot of reasons behind that, not just to his ability on the pitch, but they are definitely one of the top teams to look out for. One of the things you can always kind of keep an eye on with the France team is infighting. There can be a lot of, you know, a lot of,
yeah,
you know, things that come out of the dressing room from that group that can hurt their chances. But if Deschamps can get them all pulling in the same direction, man, they from top to bottom, and that is one heck of a strong squad.
Mark, I tend to operate like I got tinfoil around my head at all times, so I'm a little bit always considering the conspiracies. And what we know about Russia and their past history, going back to the Olympics with doping and the big scandals there, do you have any concerns whatsoever because the World Cup is being played in Russia this year that maybe there's going to be some sneaky, suspicious things going on behind closed doors?
That's a hard one to say.
Right.
I'd only be guessing. And then I'm not, I'll leave my tin foil hat on the table where it belongs. I just don't know. You know, anybody will in modern sports, I think I would be naive not to think that people will look for any little edge that they can get. That's about all I can say about it. What that edge is, who knows? Russia will need one hell of a doping portfolio to sort them out because
Right. They're
not very good. You know, as we saw them last year at the Confederations Cup, and they were poor. They have maybe the slowest and oldest back line in Europe, that's participating in the tournament. They're going to have a hard time unless they've found in the last year a way to sort that problem out. So I think there are more concerns around the quality of that group, for Russia, but they're in an easy group. And funny how that happens sometimes,
mm-hmm.
eh?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. When the groups were announced and they were making all those selections, I just kind of, the gears in my head were starting to grind away about something shady happening. But to be fair, it is an easy group. But now the chances look better for Russia involving the scenario with Mosala. And if he can't make the World Cup, I mean, obviously it's a heartbreak for his fan and for all of Egypt. But is it a closed door done deal yet with him? Because there were some hope, a little bit of hope that maybe he can recover in time to suit up here.
Well, I don't think there's any question that he'll be part of the 23-person squad just in case, no doubt. There's reports coming out now that say that he'll be ready for the World Cup. I think that's a stretch. I think you can expect him to go into the tournament probably touch and go. But if there's any way he can participate in that tournament, he is an absolute legend in that country. Then he will participate. But it's a tough one. It just, you know, was it dislocated his shoulder? Is it a strain? There's varying degrees of that, but that's not an easy injury to recover from. Anybody that suffered a dislocated mm-hmm. shoulder knows that. So we'll have to wait and see. I think we're all, when he went down, I think we all kind of, whether you're a Liverpool supporter, which I'm not, mm-hmm. you felt bad for the guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a big loss for that tournament, that's for sure. And when you look at Neymar just coming back, you know, even Emmanuel Neuer, even though he's a goalkeeper for Germany, coming back after 9 months, you want to make sure the star power is at the World Cup, because that's part of the, you know, that's part of the allure of that tournament.
No doubt about that. And, you know, when you look at England's squad for the World Cup this year, I mean, Harry Kane has been an absolute beast. So, I mean, as long as you have a guy like that, you talk about star power. But there's always, you know, some consternation when it comes to squad selection. Danny Welbeck making it. Why wasn't Zaha on the club instead? When you sort of view England heading into the World Cup, do they have a chance here, or are you expecting more of the same when it comes to England at the world stage?
That's such a tough one. Here's the thing: if you know, I'm of English descent, so I've followed England mm-hmm. for my whole life, and know that, you know, going to tournaments, often they can shoot themselves from a media perspective in the foot. The amount of scrutiny and pressure on these guys is incredible, as is for most of the big soccer nations in the world, but. The nice part about this is England's coming in. They've changed their philosophy and their approach with their youth. And we've seen, you know, the U-20s won the World Cup last summer. There is a highway of young players coming through. Are they getting the right opportunities with their clubs? Probably not. But this is a young, exciting England team. Will they win this World Cup? I don't think anybody's banking on that. But I think you can expect that they'll do fairly well and will be an exciting team to watch. You know, I think they're underrated in some areas. You know, I think a player like Sterling, although he's under mm-hmm. fire right now yeah. from the English press, is an underrated player. He's an excellent player. And he's world-renowned now. I think he has an opportunity to put his stamp on this tournament. I think England will be fine. I think, as is their tradition, I think quarterfinals will be right around where they finish. But I think with an eye to the future with this group, because it is a very young squad.
No doubt about that. We're talking soccer with Mark Rogers here on Sportsnet 650. And before we let you go, the Vancouver Whitecaps play this weekend. I mean, I guess they play tonight. They played the Colorado Rapids. They're currently sitting seventh in the West, 14 matches in. How tough is it going to be for the Whitecaps to make the playoffs this year, Mark?
Oh, they got to tidy up their defensive record. Right. They're shipping way too many goals, and it's from individual errors. They have to take care of that. From an attacking standpoint, they're scoring them. I mean, they're having to, because they're having to come from behind in so many games. Mm-hmm. I think there are a couple games recently, and the last one in particular was a game that they'll look at, and they will feel they should have won that game. They missed incredibly gift-wrap chances. From a statistic standpoint, they call those expected goals. You know, you think of Kai Kamara's two chances. You think of Breck Shea against San Jose. So that it's not as though they haven't been generating goal-scoring opportunities. They have to cash in and take advantage of those, get their neck in front, because that changes the whole outlook of the game, forces the opponent away from home to come and chase the game, which will open up more chances for the Whitecaps. Can the Whitecaps keep clean sheets? I think the jury's out on that. They've looked really shaky at the back. And if they don't sort that out, then they will find it difficult to get into the playoffs. But I'd expect them to get a result against Colorado. Colorado is one of the poorest teams in the league. But again, MLS with its parity, no games are a given. But I think if you look at their points per game, right now they're on the outside looking in. But, you know, sneaking into the playoffs, I don't think is beyond them.
Yeah, I mean, it is the MLS, of course, and all you need is a run, and before you know it, you're right in the thick of things again. Mark, it's always a pleasure getting you on here on Sportsnet 650. I always look forward to this conversation.
Thanks,
and we'll talk more. The World Cup is, what, 2 weeks away?
Less
exactly
than.
2 weeks away. 13 days away.
Yes.
My 8-year-old son reminds me every day.
Oh, it is a magnificent time. Every 4 years, it's the best summer we can have.
Awesome. Guys, have a great day.
You too, Mark.
Thank you
so much.